Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. Today, our mentoring session is about sharing insights of what Mike Cabea and I have learned so far since our program started a month ago, and also kind of reflecting back on what we've learned and share with you some upcoming mentoring sessions so you know what to look for. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for having me here again.
Always, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So this is a new medium for myself, and it's a new way that I'm working with other people. Mike and I have not had an opportunity to work in this kind of media atmosphere before. And so there are a lot of dimensions to what we're doing, and we're hoping that you continue to listen because we're going to continue to put together some really solid programming. The whole purpose for me and my intention in doing this is to help you understand more about how the benefits of mentoring, the process of building relationships, what it takes to really start and build something from nothing, which is what we're doing in this particular medium. So as we go along, your feedback will really help us to sharpen our programming and also address the concerns that you have while you're listening. I'm more focused on getting the right people here to help them share their leadership stories with us so that you can gain some gems along the way in each story that will be personal to you. And so, Mike, what have you been learning so far as we've been going along with all these interviews and mentoring sessions?
Well, quite a lot of stuff, actually. But let me just mention a few here. One of them is just the fact of acquiring that assurance, if you will.
Assurance.
Yes. You remember when we had a first session here talking this broadcast, I told you that one of my greatest problems that I was facing was just that uncertainty.
Yes.
Not knowing exactly if I was on the right path, how everything is going to turn out, etc. But I have learned a lot while editing and recording this podcast, just listening to other people. I've come to understand that, wow, I'm not alone in this.
Yes.
Just about everybody has faced a certain uncertainty to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to understand that that doesn't even actually finish at a certain time in your life. There will always be a certain form of certainty, even though you are growing in your business.
Yeah.
So that made me feel like, well, I'm on the right path. I just need to keep on going and improving, yeah. Working on my weaknesses, you know, trying to build my company and improving some of the places I was not aware of, you know, and making sure that I give to my company the best structure there is in order to benefit from it subsequently, mm-hmm. you know. So there's that, I could call that the general feeling that I've earned from, you know, listening to people that we interview here. The other thing is the increase in terms of optimism. You know, there's some connectedness with what I've just said here now, but I wanted to pinpoint it because this is something different, you know. Mm-hmm. I am more and more feeling like, wow, there's actually a future in this. Like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, even though I cannot pretend now to have the control of every single parameter.
Yes, you know? Right.
Yes. But I know that for sure some things good are going to happen.
Nice.
Just upon listening to other people's experiences, you know.
Right. And how they stumble into things.
Absolutely.
And one thing leads to another.
One thing
or like John Munger when he was talking about with the Lopit Foundation.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't his idea. yes. initially, right? He just yes. noticed that there was an opportunity
yes.
that wasn't being met yes. in the metro area over at Worth Park, where, yes. you know, these parks need help and they need skiers and yeah. they need somebody helping to organize these events for people so they can cherish the parks that they're in yes. and really enjoy nature.
Yeah, absolutely. But even Stephen and John from Maxi,
yeah,
who we have been listening to, they have also taught me a lot, actually. And one of the things is that uncertainty and how to overcome it when you start a business. You know, Stephen, when he told his story, he was just like he started pretty much from nothing, you know.
Right.
You know, he never dreamed in his life of becoming a hair... you know,
a hairstylist, a like stylist. Someone else approached him.
No, someone else approached him just because he was a good, you know, customer service representative sort of thing. And that guy said, hey, you're going to have to work for me because I feel like you can do the right job, you know. So he started from something completely unexpected.
Right.
He wouldn't do any prediction whatsoever, you know. But today, guess what? He has two huge salons and he's still dreaming of doing more.
Right.
You know, which again goes to say sometimes we just need to let go that fire that, you know, that
takes place. That's in your belly.
Yeah. And just let go.
Yeah.
You know, let your brain work, let your mind process informations and just start something.
Yeah.
You never know where that can take you.
Exactly.
So you see the kind of things that I've learned here? That's just grounded me. That's just grounded me.
Oh, great.
I can tell you, I haven't changed a lot of stuff on paper for sure, but what I've acquired psychologically, just from the fact of listening to these people, has helped me a lot. But the other thing I can talk about too is that exposure to entrepreneurship terminology, you know,
mm-hmm.
business terminology.
Yes.
Well, there are things that you never think about like when you first start. You know, a business. Like, I never thought about having a business plan.
Yes.
You know,
I was
more concerned about other stuff.
Getting the clients, getting the clients, right equipment.
The right equipment, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
How am I going to do my taxes and things like that, you
yeah.
know? But you don't think about, hey, I need to plan this, first of all. I need to know, what am I going to be doing? What is it that I'm doing? Because that's another very important question. Like I had literally to sit down. I'm like, oh, it's important for me to write down what is it that I'm doing that I want to do.
Yes. Clarifying your vision.
Yes. That in itself helped clarify a lot of things. And I know that there are some of the things that I can set aside for now, you know, and prioritize some other stuff. To begin with, you know. So that sense of organization and all of that, I mean, the big benefit listening to these people is that sometimes they will throw at you something you've never dreamed about, you've never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes there and, you know, clang, it opens your mind and you're like, hey, I've never thought about this.
Right.
How about if I looked into that direction and see, you know, what I can come up with.
Yeah. Or with yeah. John and Stephen too.
Yes.
Like Stephen went and approached John.
Yes.
You know, he hadn't gone to school for bookkeeping and accounting.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of restaurant experience.
Exactly.
And he had some practical hands-on, you know, you need customers.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked the books within the restaurant business.
Yes.
And he is great at learning on his feet.
Yes.
And so, you know, and adding the human resource dimension mm-hmm. and also, you know, being there as a coach and mentor for the other stylists, even mm-hmm. though he's not a stylist.
Yes.
And then he ends up meeting his wife at the salon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You never know
right?
how things go, you know. Absolutely. But again, the other thing I would mention here, since you asked me what have I, you know, liked, you know, doing this show, is I have enjoyed very much, you know, just listening to you interviewing couples or partners. I thought that was incredibly helpful. I don't know if I'd mentioned this while we talked before here in my first intervention on this show. is that I almost started developing a sort of guilt, you know, for failure to participate in some of the activities at home, just because I'm gone almost all the time.
Oh,
or
yeah.
When I'm home, I'm doing something, I'm working, you know. I started feeling that guilt of not being enough present in the household.
Yes.
But I thought it was very, very helpful that when talking to my spouse, you helped them actually understand that that was part of the process, you know.
Oh, I see.
That was part of the process. And I thought, oh, this is so helpful. At least it helps bridge, you know, some misunderstanding that can take place, you know.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
And I thought that part of mentoring session was just extremely important. It helps dramatically couples to understand that when you're building a business, things can change in terms of temper, in terms of how available you are, a lot of these things. And it was very, very good that partners understood that that was part of the process. It can happen sometimes. And if things turn out well, life can get back to normal.
I don't know. It's a new normal.
Yes.
You establish a new normal.
A new normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where you, and it's more, I don't know, the longer I'm in business for myself, the more I just see it's a lifestyle that you can't always predict mm-hmm. what's going to happen, but you can take charge of certain elements of it. Mm-hmm. And like as the clients are growing, you know, there's different demands mm-hmm. For your time and what you're mm-hmm. doing with your time and how you're marketing. But as you're learning one thing, you're evolving into another thing. Mm-hmm. But what entrepreneurs, this is why I feel that mentoring is so important for entrepreneurial leaders to continue growing.
Absolutely.
Is because when they hook into what they love to do and they're passionate about it, mm-hmm. they can do it all day long.
Exactly.
And if you continue to do that over time without taking care of yourself or without making sure that you're carving out some space mm-hmm. and some rejuvenation time mm-hmm. With your partner, spouse and children, if you've got them. But all of that needs to kind of be worked out. Mm-hmm. Or like my husband Matthew's doing yoga teacher training, mm-hmm. you know, and it just has thrown our, you know, 15 hours a week on top of full-time schedules. And But because we're connected with a higher goal, mm-hmm. then we're making the adjustments
exactly.
in our schedule, and we're figuring everybody in.
Yes.
And so with you and Sylvie and the four kids, factoring in what you need. Mm-hmm. Like when we have a holiday, mm-hmm. we have a discussion. You know, Matthew and Olivia don't exactly like the discussion initially. Once we get started on, you know, what is it you want to get out of this holiday?
Oh.
What would be meaningful to you for this Christmas holiday or, mm-hmm. you know, whenever, or Valentine's Day even, mm-hmm. you know, what would make this day special for you?
Oh.
And when each of us has a little bit of opportunity and time to think about it, mm-hmm. then we feel, you know, like, wow, that brought us a little closer.
Oh.
Because we each showed that we cared about making sure that everybody's needs got met.
Oh.
And their agendas is you know, factored into the day.
Yeah.
So people don't have to fight for, well, I wanted to do this today. Yeah. No, yeah. We're not doing it.
Yeah.
So I think in remembering the conversation with Sylvie, the piece about the time mm-hmm. element and making sure that you're factoring in each other, mm-hmm. that the intensity of startup mm-hmm. is really, you know, like 6 months really to a year is really intense. Mm-hmm. When you've got a family like you have, you know, the kids can't wait that long.
Yes.
And so, but if you can factor in little bits of time, mm-hmm. maybe even one-on-one with each of the kids,
yes.
Where they do something special, or I think you do yeah. some of that already.
Yes.
But doing that really more consciously and deliberately.
Yes, and deliberately.
Because then everybody feels like if they understand
yes.
why you're having less time together, because yeah. it's providing an element for the family
yeah.
when each child or each person in the family is factored into the equation of what you're doing and how you're spending your time and what's important to them, they learn how to reach higher goals and how to support each other toward that common goal.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And
yeah, that's so true.
Because we don't want to lose ourselves, like many women over centuries have said, you know, I lost myself in my marriage. Like, I don't yes. know who I am.
Yes.
Well, any entrepreneur can do the same.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, men can lose themselves and their identity, too, in their business venture.
Oh.
And so that's why it's important to, like, get some help and get the mentoring along the process, so that as you're learning these new skills that take some time to learn and you're trying to understand the nature of entrepreneurship and the direction you're going and where your customers are and how that's going to work and how are you going to cash flow to the next, you know, how long is your money going to last and, you know, all those different pieces. It's really, you know, you want to connect your lifestyle together as you're mm-hmm. creating it.
Yes.
And you can do it in little ways. Yes. Every day,
yes.
if everybody knows that you're going toward a common goal that will benefit
absolutely.
The whole family.
Absolutely. But even the fact of thinking, oh, my spouse, like in my case, my wife understands what's going on, automatically sets me at peace.
Oh,
you
beautiful.
Know? Yes.
Yes.
It even ignites that creativity, you know. It triggers that creativity in me. Because I don't dwell in that, you know, feeling of guilt, saying, hey, you know, while I'm doing this, maybe people are cursing me, or, you know,
right.
people are being mad of me or something like that. It
yeah.
just creates automatically a very good place, you know.
So when you're in the work that you're doing, then you're not yeah. preoccupied.
Absolutely.
You're able to be more present.
Exactly.
And do the work that you need to do,
yes.
and knowing that when you get home,
yeah.
everybody's going to welcome you at home.
Yes. So that's something extremely important. But the other aspect also, like when listening to John and Stephen, just getting to know how they actually manage their relationship
yeah.
as, you know, partners or co-founders of that, you know, salon is also great lesson to learn, you know, just listening to people like this. And this was going to be the other point I was going to mention. It's that the show itself, the podcast is like a medium of inspiration, you know. There's just a lot going on for an entrepreneur like me in terms of what I have to do, how do I manage my money, to the point that some of the crucial questions also might just pass unseen.
Oh, I see.
So it becomes so good and so beneficial when you listen to people grappling with problems that probably you've never faced, but you will face one day in your life. And when those problems pop up in your life, they're not going to be news. You've heard about those, and you've heard people say what they did to resolve them. So you feel automatically in a good place. You feel prepared
yes.
to handle any situation that may surface in your life. You see? So that's why I'm saying the podcast is a great medium of inspiration.
Oh, know? I'm so happy.
Oh, good. Yeah. So that's what I can say for now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to clarify something. Although I've been in business for myself and also been, I have taught in higher education in entrepreneurship and small business ownership. When I stepped away from that, I was working less with startups and more with people who had done the startup process and different phases of it. And so I just felt like I wasn't as articulate mm-hmm. as I normally would have been. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to add just a couple of things there, and we can do that in our next interview or next session.
Oh, of course, yes. And I would like to to encourage you, Nancy, for doing this. This is great work. And we just began, you know. It will take another step ahead to get things even better.
Absolutely.
To get things even better. And that's why I cherished your idea, what you said before. You said we're willing to get feedback from people, mm-hmm. you know. And I would love in the future if people are willing to do this, to be, you know, sharing with them on the specific questions they ask, you know.
Sure.
On air.
Yes.
Know, and talk about this. And I think this has to become more of a place where people can interchange. And people should feel free to ask specific questions that they have, which we haven't alluded to, maybe, mm-hmm. in some of the questions. Or the, hey, you had this show with Jennifer Nelson. She's an artist. Would you have asked this question X or Y or something, you know?
Yes.
I think people should feel free to, you know, come up with questions like this, and we can maybe find a possibility of, you know, finding answers to those questions.
Absolutely.
At least to some degree, yes.
Yeah, and we can answer them on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, when I can easily, we're all connected now, right?
It's absolutely
easy to get easy answers and responses from people,
yeah,
who want to stay connected with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
to get some feedback,
yeah,
and
I
to answer
thank you
questions.
Very much. I want to thank you very much for this and for receiving me here again for the second time. So I've been learning a lot.
Oh, great.
Be reassured.
Okay. Yes, that's my main concern, actually, is making sure that people are
getting something out
getting
of this.
Something from everything that we're doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see you next Monday, and we're going to continue with another session that's a little bit free-floating because I still need to answer some specific questions. So we'll see you next Monday.
Thank you.